You know you want to recruit more agents to your brokerage, but is your team on board with that? That's what we're going to be talking about today on Brokerpreneur Podcast. Running a brokerage is hard work, so whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting the culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the Doctor of Flow. I'm here with the big guy, as usual, Matt Vi. What's up, Matt?
Man, just living the dream, Dr. Ben. Living the dream. Excited about today's topic. This is one of my faves.
Yeah, absolutely. It has to do with recruiting, so that means it's one of Matt's faves.
Right.
Like them all. Every episode's like, this is one of my faves. Right. You're that guy that, like, every lunch, it's like, this is the best lunch I've ever had.
Was this a Ritz?
Yeah, exactly. Guys, before we get started, make sure you head to the links in the description below. Register for Brokerpreneur Not-So-Secret Society. It's every single Friday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's a mastermind of us and podcast listeners. It's absolutely free to attend. You just have to register down below to get the emails to know how to log in. Matt, what are we talking about today?
So whenever we first started saying, okay, let's do this podcast, where is it that brokers really want to be able to, you know, up their game, basically, yeah. Right? Because in the beginning, we were thinking, do we want to help agents? Do we want to help brokers? All that kind of stuff. And we're like, man, everybody's just out there helping agents, right?
Yeah, right.
And then we said, you know, we want to help brokers, but we don't want, you know, we want to step away from repurposing agent stuff and just telling brokers, hey, just go do this, right? More numbers and you're going to win, right?
Yeah. Call.
Right. Yeah.
Call.
Yeah. The foundation of sales is the same. Okay. I get that. I'm not trying to say the foundation of sales is not the same, because there are absolutely some things that are 100% the same.
Of course.
But there are things that are specific to us. It's that 20% that people don't pay attention to, and that's what sinks so many brokerages. So we were putting together, you know, how do we focus? What are we going to pay attention to? How are we really going to help? And so we spent a lot of time on coming up with something that was a really distinct way of saying, what is it that should happen when you're recruiting? Okay. Yeah. And what we came up with is the first thing an agent should receive is value. The first thing they should experience is a culture of growth. Okay.
Yep.
Still perfect.
Yes.
Still absolutely perfect. Okay.
Did I come up with that?
Perfect. I'm sure you came up with some of it.
I did not. Just for the record, guys, I did not come up with that. I just wanted to see what he would say.
So I said perfect. Perfect is incorrect, right? So it's
timeless.
Timeless and evergreen and good and accurate. Completely agree with that. But as time passes and as we get smarter and as we help more people and as they contribute to the community and we learn more, there's a chance, really good chance, that that's going to grow to be better, right?
Because
that's just how we do things, right?
Yep.
So, but it's damn good already.
That's exactly right.
Okay. So that's what we're talking about as part of that today. Okay.
Yep.
And that is the culture of growth. I love it when the light bulb goes on and we're talking to somebody and we say you have to have a culture of growth. I love it when that light bulb goes on.
Yeah. Because it usually starts with, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Or we I've all, got that.
Yeah, either I've got that or, well, yeah, we all want to grow. We all obviously want to grow.
Yep.
But, you know, is it truly a culture of growth? Or is that an individual? A bunch of individuals who want to grow.
Right, right. And what do they want to grow at?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So a culture of growth doesn't mean if you took a survey in your office and asked everybody, hey, would you like to do more business? And they all said yes, that doesn't mean that's a culture of growth.
Yeah.
Right.
An Olympic, you know, we live in Tampa and, you know, there's just a lot of water sports and that kind of thing. And you see quite often, like, the rowing teams.
Right.
And they're out there rowing and they just, you know, they're in unison and they're like flying.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I equate that as that's a great analogy of a culture of growth, because everyone's in sync.
Unlike if you and I were in a canoe. Yeah, going exactly. In a circle. He would taking look, on water. Yeah. At the time.
He would look out there and it would look like a sword fight.
You said no. I thought you said row. I thought you said go.
Yeah. I'm the ambassador of row.
That's right. So yeah, it has to be like the rowing team, right?
Yeah.
And so that culture of growth, here's the hard part on a culture of, in my opinion, on a culture of growth. Everybody has a different definition.
Yes.
And some of the people are very focused on their own growth instead of the collective growth.
Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you this, right? So if you went around your office and said, you know, how many of you are really dedicated to just getting more listings this year because you know that's the result? And how many of you more dedicated to just getting more transactions this year because that's really the result? And how many of you want to get more buyers this year because that's really what you want to focus on? They would, you would have some different answers depending on the size of your office. There'd be a variance between it. You might have a lot of people in that middle group that just said, yeah, man, I just want more. I don't care where they come from.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. And then you might have some people that are on both ends of that spectrum. Does all of that help grow your profitability if they do that? Yes, absolutely. It does that. But are you training everybody the same way? Are you helping everybody the same way? Are you supporting everybody the same way? No, that everybody's kind of all over the place with that. I'm not saying put all of your resources into that one way of doing it. That's not what I'm saying. Please understand that. That is just an example.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm saying is you have to have everybody on the same page with what growth means with your company.
Yeah.
Does that mean that it's more agents with a higher per person productivity, with a higher retention of their commission dollar, right? What is it that actually means to you? One of the things that made a big difference in my office was I already had people that were doing a certain amount of business, but there was a lot of downward pressure on commission.
Yeah.
And so my average retained commission year over year dropped 2 years in a row. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because I was focused on recruiting and I was focused on getting experienced agents and I was focused on all of these other things. And so we were bringing in more units. Of course, we were bringing in more money, but it was driving down my average commission retained percentage per sod.
Makes sense.
And so when I realized that, I was like, holy crap, what kind of a difference would it make if I brought in 2/3 the number of people, but they were people that I knew could retain or were interested in retaining a certain amount of commission dollar per transaction sod?
Yeah.
So that's whenever I started focusing on, you know, we're not going to get into this in this podcast, but there's three ways that agents can make more money per transaction unit.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of them is commission split. Most brokers don't know the other two. And if they do know the other two, it's not off the top of their head that they know the other two.
Yeah.
When I started looking at all three of those, it changed the culture of my office and it changed how effectively we made money. It changed the profitability without me having to add a tremendous amount more people to do it.
Yeah. Did you come up with, I mean, I know what they are, obviously. I've heard them.
Right.
Several times. But is that something that you like, I just have to ask. Yeah. You read, you've heard that, and you're like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. Or were you just like kind of thinking, I mean, it is, once they hear it, it's like,
yeah,
yes, those are three ways.
Right.
Right. Those are the best three ways.
The only three ways as far as what I've ever come up with.
Yeah. And so I guess what I'm saying is just, you know, where did that come from? What gave you that epiphany to even start thinking of it that way?
So a couple of things. Collectively, they're out there, right?
Yes.
They're in the ether, okay?
Yeah, everyone's talked about them.
Everyone's talked about them, and people know them, and given enough amount of time and focus, any good broker would be able to come up with them,
yes.
Okay? But I package them to be able to help me.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And so, I didn't read that. I didn't read that somewhere.
Yeah.
That was just something that I packaged somewhere along the line. And then when I realized that, you know, I started talking to people about it, everybody, I would ask the question and everybody would not be able to get, I didn't come across anybody that could give me the answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Not clearly without me prompting.
Right.
Okay. And then when I said it, everybody said, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And like everybody knew it.
Yeah.
Right. And so to me, what that meant was it was not used knowledge. It was not properly packaged knowledge.
Yeah.
If it was properly packaged knowledge, then people would be able to ramble it off. That's why our brokerpreneurs can ramble it off.
Yeah.
Because it's not all about the commission split.
Yeah.
The commission splits the easy one out of the three, and people that want to take a shortcut, that's all they focus on. That's why that one is used so much more in recruiting conversations than the other two.
Yeah. No, I love that. So, you know, we talked at the beginning. Yeah, when I was teasing, everybody's like turned it on, and I was like, you want to learn about this?
Uh-huh.
Broker Portal Podcast.
Right.
Well, we have a culture of growth, right? Mm-hmm. We know where we're rowing, and everybody's like rowing the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about how your team can even help you with recruiting.
Yeah. Yeah. So first you got to identify it, right? And if you can get everybody excited about the fact that you want them to grow the way that they want to grow, and get them excited about the fact that they want to be around other people that want to do that.
Yeah.
Then it's very easy to have that conversation of who else do you know that thinks like us and looks at their business the same way we do.
Yeah.
Makes that really easy.
Yeah.
If you don't have that culture of growth, makes it really hard to say, hey, who else do you know? You can walk up, who else do you know? And they're going to go, oh yeah, well, this person and that person. Next thing you know, your culture is just all over the place.
Shot.
Okay. Inconsistent.
Yes.
Right. Splintered as the term that we use most of the time. Yep. Right. So, but if everybody's kind of on the same page with that you want them to grow, you want them to be more productive, you want them to be more efficient and make more money than they've ever made year over year, so that they're comfortable doing that because that's what you define growth with them. When they start to execute on that, it makes it really easy for you to say, hey, this is who we are. Who else do you know like this? You know how much easier your recruiting gets when that's the case?
Yeah. Exponentially.
Exponentially. Absolutely. Then, because you can prove who you are.
Yeah.
So when your agent says, oh yeah, you got to talk to Betty Sue. And then you pick up the phone and you call Betty Sue and you say, hey, Betty Sue, I know this is out of the blue. I got your name from so-and-so. We really focus on this and we really want, and so-and-so said that this was the case. I know you get called for recruiting all the time. What I would love to do is I'd love to be able to prove to you that that's who we are and see if that's something that really matches what you're trying to accomplish with your business.
Yeah.
That conversation becomes really easy. Yeah. That conversation becomes really comfortable because you as the broker, what are you actually doing? You're kind of reaching out going, hey, one of my badasses said we're badasses and you might be a badass too. You want to be badass over here?
Yeah.
That's what's really happening. Yeah. Instead of you reaching out to somebody and saying, hey, I got your name from so-and-so. Please come work for us. Yeah. Right? What we do is better and what you're doing right now kind of sucks. Don't get into that conversation. You can't win that.
Yeah, never.
When you're sitting back going, hey, look, we're awesome, and one of my awesome people said, you might be awesome too. Let's explore being awesome together. People are like, okay, I'm flattered. I want to hear a little more about this.
Yeah.
That's a culture of growth.
Yeah, I like that a lot. What is it about these pens? Every time I do a podcast, I break the thing off that holds it on your pocket. Whatever, that I never use.
Hercules.
And they're like so flimsy. I don't know. But anyways, guys, let me know if that bothers you when you break the thing off your pen. That really bothers me, and I never mean to do it. It's like the slightest amount of leverage.
I've never broken one, just so everybody knows.
Just saying, some of us got guns and some of us don't.
Some of us run the gun show.
Let's just say that, 15 years of being a chiropractor, your thumbs get a little strong.
I got you. I have these strong thumbs.
Yeah, exactly. The strongest part of my body is the thumb. It's like at Ratatouille. I killed a man with this thumb. And so last thing I'm going to touch on here, and I'm going to let you kind of expand on it a little bit, because I want to, obviously we've got some time here. You talk a lot about delivering on your promises,
yep.
Right? We have our interview,
mm-hmm.
And then whenever the onboarding isn't a paperwork event, it is delivering on your promises.
Absolutely.
Don't want to talk about that at all, but that's right. A segue into what I'm going to talk about right now.
Mm-hmm.
You saying, hey, my agent's awesome. You're awesome. You have to have an office full. If you're going to say that,
mm-hmm.
You have to have an office full of awesome people. Mm-hmm. So that when that person does come in and they take the office tour and they sit down with you, they just get this feeling.
I would walk through the office with people,
yeah.
And they would bump into other agents, and those agents would say things if they didn't know that person, they would say things like, Matt, you think this is going to be somebody that fits here? We don't just take everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying just once in a while.
Oh yeah.
It would happen a lot.
Oh, for sure. I was there.
Yeah. And so Once you have that, it just creates a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
If somebody thinks they're just there to compare commission plans, then when they leave, they're like, well, there's a lot of other unanswered questions. There's a lot of other things, right? Compared to, man, those people were so proud of that. Those people love being in that culture. They love being in that, right? And it's a culture of growth.
Yeah.
Not just a cool, fun culture.
Yeah.
A culture of growth.
Yes, right? Exactly.
Okay.
It's not the ping pong table.
That's right. It ain't the ping pong table.
Yeah. So awesome. Well, guys, you know, we
let me finish answering what you
okay, said. Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
I didn't know if you're like, I don't want to answer that, man.
Yeah, no. So here is the best way to do that. Take an assessment of where you are with the people in your office, and just, are they really focused on being better?
Yeah.
Are they and they have to know that you want them to be better.
Yeah.
They have to know that you want them to win. They have to know that you're there to help them go to whatever level in their business that they need to go to. Okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes their level is efficiency. Sometimes their level is, is more income. Sometimes their level is they want more productivity or more recognition or whatever. You need to figure out what that is, and you need to have a systemized way of synchronizing them with what they want.
Yeah.
Making sure that it matches growth. Okay. You cannot have an office full of people that are getting ready to retire and you're helping them retire and exit the business and then go to everybody and say, we have a culture of growth.
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen, right?
Yep.
So you have to have that in place. And the way you have that in place is by knowing where everybody's at, and making sure that they fit that, and then helping put things in place that help them get to that next level.
Yeah.
When you walk somebody through an office, either virtually or physically, and they bump into people, and the person says, yeah, I joined a year and a half ago. It was the best decision I ever could have made.
Yeah.
You know, Matt told me, you know, he promised me a bunch of stuff and everything, and it's better than what I thought it was. Man, what else do I have to say to that recruit?
Yeah.
Right? Do I really have to go explain the comp plan again? No.
Yeah. No.
No. Not at that point, I don't.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I want to join your brokerage again. guys and gals, we really appreciate you listening. You're the reason that we do this.
Absolutely.
Make sure
all the brokers out there.
Yeah, we would love to meet you. Mm-hmm. I don't know any other way of saying it. We would just love to meet you guys and give a virtual handshake. The easiest way to do that is come to Broker Pro Not So Secret Society. It's every single Friday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You register in the link below. And Friday morning, you'll get a Zoom link. You just hop on. We just have a bunch of fun talking about growing your brokerage, and it is absolutely free.
Open mic Friday.
That's exactly right. Matt does karaoke. Yeah. And I do TikTok dances.
I was talking to one of our brokers yesterday, and they came on, and I was humming something as they came into the Zoom room, and they said, "Was that a Christmas song?" And I said, "Yeah, kind of. I think it was." And they said, "Yeah, I couldn't tell the tune exactly." And I said, "Imagine me singing now."
Yeah, welcome to the club.
That's right. That's how bad it is. I can't even hum right.
I can't even hum in tune. That's hilarious. Well, Matt, we hum and do all these other things for one reason alone. Tell them why that is.
Man, we just want to be part of your win.